the moment you've all been waiting for. Podcast 2006.
Yay!
The real life.
Hey, and welcome to The Real Life with Mike the Man. And as always, I've got my special guest here, Joe.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you look a little shaggy around the ears. Really?
Really? Yeah.
Well, welcome back to The Real Life. We're back here. The date is January 1st, 2006.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I don't
Feliz
care.
Navidad!
Whatever, yeah. If you celebrate this New Year, then Happy New Year to you. And if you don't, then Happy New Year to you, too. So, yeah, if I didn't really celebrate, what I did was I headed out with some friends to Wadi Arugo, which is in the Negev Desert, and we went on a nice about a three-hour hike into the Wadi, into the mountains, and alongst the waterfalls and...
Did Shaggy get into you as well?
Yeah. What? Hey, what?
Waterfalls.
And it was a nice day out, you know, yeah. Got soaking wet.
Kay and I went to the Old City.
Really?
And had some coffee there. Really nice day.
Where in the Old City?
The Via Dolorosa.
Oh.
Nice coffee house there in the middle.
Yeah, there is. There's a nice little place
there. Papa Andreas.
Papa Andreas?
That's the name of the restaurant on the roof there.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, going to our feedback from our last show...
Was there feedback?
There was. There was actually one very, very important comment that I'm very glad we got, which was that the sound quality is great. We're very happy about that. The investment of new hardware into the system makes my stumbling over words sound clearer and better.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that you have new tech?
Stop. No, don't. Don't. Yes, I have new tech. Don't sing it. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there was something about stop whistling. And now you can hear me stumble oh so much better. I stutter, not even stumble. I don't even know what words I'm supposed to use.
How about words that are in English?
Oh, so you're saying like Schlachenflügen is out of the question.
For you? Yeah.
Why? I can pronounce it.
Schlachenflügen?
Schlachenflügen.
Schlachenflügen.
Schlachenflügen. So, yeah, anyway, speaking of Schlachenflügens, we spoke about on the last show, we spoke about a show, didn't we?
The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds, written by Paul Zindel, directed by Shannon Kish.
Yes, it starred four very interesting, lovely ladies.
Rachel, Rebecca, Ronit, and Raleigh. I mean, Molly.
Molly, yeah. Raleigh?
Raleigh?
Yeah. The only previous acquaintance I had was with Molly, having done some theatrics.
I had known three of the four. I did not know Ronit. I knew
really?
The others, yeah.
Okay. I had also apparently met Rachel at some point. She remembered me. I didn't remember her.
She was at the auditions that you and I did together for As You Like It.
Oh, okay. So that would explain where she knows me from.
Yes. Well, you are a person to remember.
Yes.
You are Mike the Man of the real life.
Yes, that's right. I am Mike
yes,
the Man.
Well,
so, yes, write to me at MikeTheMan@gmail.com, or you can write to Joe at his voicemail. Good luck.
such a Texan.
Okay.
Anyway, regarding the show, you went on Thursday night.
I went on Thursday night. And Joe went on the closing night, which was December 31st.
So we both agree that the show is a powerful show.
It's a very powerful show. Read the play. It's not a light and uplifting show.
No.
It's not a comedy. It's
It does
powerful.
End on an uplifting note, though. It does end on an uplifting note. Of
what?
Sorts.
Okay, we won't spoil it for you, so
no.
I'm not going to say.
However, the acting ranged. There were some better parts, some not so good parts. Some points I thought the acting was exaggerated. Yeah, whatever.
All I know is that Molly in the first act plays a very old grandmother, and she pulled that off so beautifully.
And then the second half, she has to play like a fifth grader, is it?
A fifth grader, and she does and that she does it wonderfully.
Brilliant. Just as good.
Now, I was sitting there during the first act and saying, oh my God, I would have cracked up a million times by now, because she's this really old woman who's not really all there, and they're just so abusive to the grandmother.
Well, just one person.
Well, just one person is very vocally abusive. I would have cracked up. Just I would have cracked a smile, a something.
Yeah, Molly did a great job.
Oh, Molly was
however,
amazing.
To get to the thing, you may think it should have been put on, should not have been put on. I didn't think it was as
whatever.
Depressing as you had expressed. There was one thing, however, that happened on the closing night, which I hate. Which, if any of those people hear this, if any of the four actresses, I can tell you, Shannon hates it as well. Dannett wanted to kill you for this. You brought him on stage. At the end of the play, this was the last show, they gave them flowers and called them onto the stage.
You don't do that.
I hate that. It's the sign of amateur theater. It's the difference. It's part of the difference between that and real theater. In my show, when I directed you, I told you, you do that, you're dead.
Pretty much, yeah. Because people, they've come, they've seen the show, they've clapped, you've taken your bows, you've given your wave to the tech and director, whatever.
Lighting man. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Let everybody go home. You don't spend their time thanking everybody.
That's
they
part
know.
Of what the cast party is for.
Yeah, a cast party is where you give flowers, is where you kick back, have a good time. And, just don't do that. It's if anybody scary. Out there is into any kind of theater, don't do that. In any case, on that theater note,
two new shows are coming up.
There are
one
two
is
new shows.
At the Mercaz, which there are auditions for soon.
And the other one is The Importance of Being Earnest.
Which I was in 5 years ago,
yeah,
at Mercaz Amok Shimim. But now, Rafi and Shimi, also known as the Dynamic Twitty Duo, or Tweedledee and Tweedledeeven Dumber.
That's not nice.
Yeah, but they'd laugh at it, too.
They would, too. Yeah.
Are putting it on at Bar-Ilan. This is on January 23rd and the 26th, is it?
Let me see.
Monday
23rd.
And Thursday.
Monday and Thursday at 8:30
yeah.
p.m.
In
at the Schleifer Auditorium at Bar-Ilan University.
Yes, which is somewhere near Tel Aviv.
Now, if you've never really read The Importance of Being Earnest or ever seen it, Joe, what part did you play in that?
Algernon Moncrief.
And give us some background here.
He's a fop. It's basically
so it
Oscar
suited
Wilde.
You kind of well.
It was perfect. My parents came to the show and were like, Joe, you weren't acting. You're like that all the time. And I was like, thank you.
Well,
wonderful.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the importance. What is the importance
it is a,
of being
it
earnest?
Is a, well, it's got many reasons why it's important. It was one of the most powerful satires of its time. It
what time is this? When was it written?
When Oscar Wilde lived, turn of the century.
Okay, turn of the century. That was what? 5 years ago?
At least 3 years ago.
Because the
previous century, idiot.
Okay. Come on, you say turn of the century. You got to know what we're talking about. These 16-year-olds today have no idea what the 20th century was all
yes,
about.
Yes, but they have no idea what the 19th century was about either, so they won't get half the jokes. It is very funny.
I don't get half the jokes.
No, you don't get anything. You're a Texan. Anyway.
I get steers and beers and not anything else that rhymes with that. Move on.
Cheers. Anyway, it is a very, very funny show. And considering that last time they put on a comedy was a great success, when they did The Princess Bride live.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. I heard it was great. Shimi and his now wife, then she was just engaged to him. They did the Man in Black / Inigo Montoya scene, one against
him
the other.
Him and his wife.
Him and his then fiance. And I was like,
well, who was she? Was she in Inigo?
I think she was Inigo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. However, the two of them were fun anyway. However, she may have been Wesley in order to make sure that she could kiss the girl on stage because they are Orthodox.
Maybe. Orthodox Judaism will have certain restrictions
so anyway,
in theater.
It costs 25 shekels for students and IDT personnel.
And so if you're IDT, then you're probably listening to this not on your break. You're listening to this at home. They won't let you do stuff
hello,
like this.
Hello, he who shall not be named brother. And 35 shekels for non-students.
So at
and
some point,
personnel.
At one of these dates, I would like to go out there and see
I
that.
I can't go on the Thursday. I got a wedding that evening. So maybe,
all right,
on,
so
the
maybe on that Monday, I'll try and get out there too. Because, Bar-Ilan University, that's not far from Tel Aviv.
No, it's a nice drive. It's an easy drive.
Okay.
You go from work.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, then maybe I'll do that.
I can't do the Monday because I'm teaching debating now in Ben Gurion. So I can do either show.
You can't do either
show. I suck.
You suck, Joe.
I so suck.
You so suck because, I mean,
especially
come on.
If the guys are cute.
What?
Especially if the guys are cute.
Oh, okay.
Suck.
Anyway. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, so yeah.
Anyway, that's one show. The other show
doing
is
that.
Shannon's putting on.
Yeah, Shannon
she
Kish.
She is Shannon Kish. Who's putting on?
She Stoops to Conquer.
Yes. And on Monday,
which was
January
2nd. By Oliver Goldsmith.
Yes, and you can read it online at somewhere on one of these.
I'll post a link.
Yeah, whatever. And on this week, whatever. Monday and Wednesday, there are going to be auditions at Merkaza Magshimim. If you think you can be funny, go. If you don't think you can be funny, go.
Go.
Try out.
Yeah, there's going to be auditions the 2nd and the 4th, Wednesday and Monday. I got those backwards. From 6 p.m. to 9, if you need any details, write to me. I will be glad to provide them. And
or post even if you post,
post
on the live journal, he'll write back to you and tell you when it is.
All right, yeah, just post there. However, something you shouldn't post on my live journal.
Oh, geez, that was horrible. He did it once, was told off, and did it again.
Yeah, there's this guy.
It started like this. I posted something personal about myself on my live journal.
That you have green feet.
Something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not that easy being green. Anyway, suddenly this guy writes, "Hi, Joe. I'm not, you know, I've been blah, 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 but here, I do surveys on my live journal. Fill one out."
Go here and post a link. Okay. Now, I know this guy.
Wait a second. I've never met him and even wrote that. Then, however, in response to this, Mike wrote, you know, you shouldn't post that kind of thing on other people's blogs. It's considered rude quite often.
It's called trolling.
It's called trolling.
Because you're trolling for responses.
Yeah. Now, I didn't mind it so much because it was only once. And if he did it again, I'd tell him off, especially since he had been told not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went and did it to Mike.
He did it on mine. I ripped into this guy a little bit. I said, da-da-da-da-da, you do this again. I deleted his post. I said next time.
He's off your friends list.
Yeah, that's it. You know, come on. I don't have time for this crap. And, you know, if you want to write, if you want to ask me something, my email address is there. You're welcome to use it. You know, if you want to contact me in order to do something, they're the right way to do it. Don't go and say, completely unrelated, "Hey, I like you. Would you like to buy some Viagra pills?"
I would.
Need spam.
Where do you get them?
What?
Yes, where do you get them? Oh, sorry. Never mind.
I feel so sorry for you, Joe. Yeah. Oh, you poor, poor thing.
Anyway.
So anyway, you know,
now,
it's
I just
wanna,
yeah.
common etiquette.
Yes, and we would like to dedicate this song to him.
Let your babies grow up to become. achiever. You can sit around the house and watch Leave It to Beaver. The future's up to you, so what you gonna do? Gonna be stupid, gonna be stupid. What did I say? Gonna be stupid. Tell me, what did I say? Gonna be stupid. It's alright, gonna be stupid. We can be stupid all night, gonna be stupid. Come on, join the crowd, gonna be stupid. Shout it out loud, gonna be stupid. I can't hear you, gonna be stupid. Okay, I can hear you now.
Speaking of stupid,
yes,
I would like to introduce to the bar corner the Diner's Burger, which is on King George or Yafo. It's on Yafo.
It's
Street
in the downtown area of Jerusalem,
across from the Village Green that we once mentioned.
Oh yes,
yes. It used to be Barry's Burger or something like that.
Yeah, there used to be a few different burger places.
I walked in there and I wanted a burger, and there were two people behind the counter.
Two people behind the counter.
And I waited.
Two people behind the counter.
And I waited.
Were they busy? Were there other customers there? Were there 50,000 people sitting there?
No, it looked like they were just futzing around. And then
two people behind the counter.
Yeah, after about 5 minutes, I walked out.
So you walk in, 5 minutes, nothing, no service, you walk out.
Yes. Week later, about a week later, I walk in. Same two guys behind the counter.
Same two guys?
Same silent treatment.
Did you ever think that maybe, you know, they're expecting, you know, the hand of God to come down and point out that there's a customer there? You know, you got to give
I'll be honest, I don't really give a shit. I wanted food. They didn't give it to me. I went somewhere else. So I don't care if your food is the best food on the planet. You suck.
Yeah, well, service.
Okay.
Anyway,
however,
so on the so don't go to Diner's Burger. That sounds crap.
Yeah,
Diner's Burger. You know, it's not like Burger Diner or Diner's Burger.
Yeah, it was horrible.
We do want some Diner's Burger. Oh God.
Anyway,
so, yeah. Anyway, moving on to somewhere
just down
you
the block
should
from
go.
There. Just down the block from there. I mean, about a block away is Tmol Shil Shom. Now, Tmol Shil Shom is also a historical landmark in Jerusalem because Jerusalem poet Yehudah Amichai used to sit there and write.
Mm-hmm.
There's this chair that is the Yehudah Amichai chair. So if you're into his poetry, it's a must. If you're into just any kind of poetry that has to do with Israel, go see it. Go to that place.
The place is on Yol Solomon Street. It's actually behind somewhere else. Yeah, you have to take a couple tours. It's always best to go with somebody else who knows where they're going to go with there. And
there is a shortcut. If it's open, you can walk straight through Mike's Place, and you're right at the entrance to it.
Yeah, the Mike's Place personnel may not appreciate us telling the world about that, but hey.
Whatever.
The place is run by...
It's a dairy place?
Can I get a line out here? Damn it. The place is run by a couple really nice guys who I happen to know personally. I used to do their website development a long time ago. And the place is essentially a cross between a cafe, a restaurant, and a bookstore.
Yeah, in a successful way, in a nice way. They have two rooms. One is more book-oriented, one is more food-oriented, but they're both nice. And the food there is pretty nice. Coffee there is fairly good. The service there is always with a smile. The prices are okay. Worth going to.
And for those of you who care, it's kosher.
Yes, it is. Yay! So we covered two kosher places this time.
Yay.
What is the world coming to?
Oh, I don't know. We got to go start out and eating, you know, non-kosher food.
Speaking of non-kosher,
mm-hmm.
A while ago, I came across this thing called the Israeli Cool and Jerusalem Post Awards for Blogs.
Yes. www.israelicool.com. is an open blog area where a lot of people will post reviews, they'll post all kinds of stuff. And they held, about a month ago, they held open nominations for a large category for the, what is it called? The JIB. What does JIB stand for? It stands for Jewish and Israeli Blog Awards.
Yeah. The JIB Awards. A JIB is also part of a boat, which is why they've done
a little sale.
As their logo. They had Best Designed Blog, Best Life in Israel Blog, Best Jewish Religion Blog, Best Series, Best Post, Best Overall Blog, Best Overall Mega Blog, Best Jewish Culture Blog, Best Jewish Humor Blog, Best Israel Advocacy Blog, Best Podcast, that's us.
Yeah.
Best Politics and Current Affair Blogs, Best Student Life Blog, Best Personal Blog, Best New Blog 2005, Best Group Blog. Now, I posted this as the podcast. I also nominated So Pink for humor. And
yes.
I didn't put it in the idiots.
Okay, well,
Come on, it's funny!
It's funny, it's just a little slightly off color being pink.
Well, when you're looking for white and blue and it's pink. Well, it is pink.
Yeah. So, yes, I am now officially nominated for one of the best podcasts in...
And you're up against another...
Eight!
How can you beat so many podcasts?
Well, hey, it might be a tough run. I'm against, let's see, let's go down the list here. 100 Word Stories is actually a blog where a guy writes, he actually writes short 100-word stories that are kind of whack. Check them out sometime. But what does he do? He posts them, then he records himself reading them, and that's a podcast.
Well, that is a podcast.
Sure thing, but okay. It's really weird, 100-word stories.
I don't know why when you said that. I had the picture in my mind. I don't know why. The word that came to my mind was masturbation.
Well, you know, some people do that. I'm up against Israelisms.
Which is
two people. They go around. They talk about all kinds of weird stuff. Not nearly funny. And the sound quality there sucks. I don't vote for them. I'm not
familiar
with the Jewish
pod show. I listened to it for a bit. It's nice.
Okay.
That's about it.
Nice. Marty Roberts Show, who I don't even know who that is.
The Podcast for Personal Growth does have some amusing bits to it.
It does. What yeah. parts of your person grow?
Are you going back to that masturbation point?
Then there's the Sameach Music Podcast, which I'm pretty sure plays only Jewish music 24/7.
The Real Life! The Real Life!
The Real Life!
Vote for The Real Life! Vote for Mike!
Vote for The Real Life, not for Mike. Vote for the
Real Life.
Yeah. A vote for The Real Life is a vote for Mike and Joe.
Vote for The Real Life and you get a Frisbee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I ordered some new ones. Yeah. They're in the apartment.
Oh.
They're in Joe's apartment.
Joe's apartment.
Welcome to Joe's apartment.
Hey, hey! Let's see.
The View From Here.
The View From Here.
Which is one guy who speaks about... Really, it's someone who's looking kind of like abroad, trying to say, "Hey, this is what Israel's like." I don't think it works.
I don't pretend to understand.
And the other one,
the last one on the list here, actually has an interesting name.
Zinebine.
Zinebine, which pretty much translated into freestyle English is "dick in your eye."
Now they do that, and they don't let So Pink on.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, now they've got a site that doesn't really do anything. If you take a look at their site, they've got what, I don't know, five shows.
And it's a lot about music.
They're about rock and roll, indie music, all kinds of singers, songwriters, songwriters.
Stuff like they put in the Churchills and the Homesicks.
Yeah. Okay. So up against these eight hard hitters.
Since every single one of you is going to vote as of January 9th for The Real Life, every day you're going to elect it 24 times an hour.
Yeah, 24 times an hour. Try and get around to different computers, different networks, because they'll probably...
Make all your relatives and friends vote for
us. Yes, vote for us. Because I want the best podcast in the Jewish and Israeli blog award. So there.
And you're going to help us or we're going to kill you.
Yeah. I definitely want that award. You can also check out this information is on the JPost site.
Now the JPost usually sucks, but this time we're gonna let it that
we're
pass,
gonna let you know,
we're
hey
gonna ignore
they
that.
Do suck. They get their news like 3 days later than other places.
Oh wait, okay. On Saturday there was a game between Maccabi Tel Aviv Soccer and I think it was Nasrat Elite. Not important. On the Jerusalem Post this morning it said. The new coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv is getting ready for the game.
The game that already was.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. we have a friend who works there. Kim Pyre.
Oh.
Yeah, he works
figures.
There.
Figures. He's nuts.
Yeah, he's nuts. And I hope he's listening to this. Kim Pyre, you're nuts!
Look under Shalvata. Never mind.
Whatever. And he will occasionally post on his live journal some interesting words or lines that he catches when he's, going through there about stuff that either is almost going to print or stuff that already has gone to print. That you know, it's like, who's writing this stuff?
No, the question, you see, this is it. I don't mind if they write it poorly. That's what they have editors for, to improve it, and proof editors. And they just don't have any proofreaders, nothing. It's just like, let's just fart at the world, and people will buy it because it's the Jerusalem Post.
You know something? We could probably transcribe this show and sell it as front page of the Post.
Yeah, actually, we could. Maybe we should ask Gil Hoffman sometime.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now, there's a song, which I wanted us to have at the end. I hope you have it. It's a story of New York around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really touching.
Who is it touching?
Well, it's touching you, touching me.
Knowing me, knowing you. Not touching, no.
Oh, no. Touch
me. I want to be a dirty.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's we're not talking about that.
Neither of those are the song you're talking about.
We're talking about Fairy Tale of New York, where the Pogues host, and I can't remember her name. There's another, it's an Irish woman singer.
Okay.
She was a one-hit wonder with There's a Man Down the Chip Shop Swears He's Elvis. Not kidding!
There's a man down in chip shops?
Down at the chip shop swears he's Elvis.
Don't you mean ship docks or something? No. What's
it's
a chip chops?
It's a cheap shop. Chips shop?
Fish
and chips?
Oh, okay. I'm like a chip chop.
There's a guy works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis.
You can't pronounce it. Just say like that fast.
There's a man works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis.
No, say chip shops.
Chip shops, chip shops, chip shops, chip shops, chip shops.
Okay, listeners, anyway. If you can do that, then we congratulate you. And if you can, do send me a soundbite of you doing that.
We'll play it.
And we'll play it. Yes, I will. You send me something, I'll play it. Send it to MikeTheMan@gmail.com, or you can post a link to whatever you want on my live journal in response to the show.
Please know we got rid of the vanity lines.
Oh, well, we didn't get rid of them. I think they just kind of like expired out of no use. So you all suck for never calling them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to leave you again. Thank you for listening. I hope you tune in to the next one. And we're going to leave you with the Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
Bye-bye.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot, happy.
find someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.